Who are you?
My name is Bianca Schlotterbeck. I'm a student at City University.
And why are we sat here in St Pancras? Very, very nice, bright roof. The hustle and bustle of people travelling potentially all over the world. Who knows? Why are we sat here?
Because I was desperately trying to catch Christian to interview him for my online journalism blog at City. And he was kind enough to give me some of his time.
I'm here, you know.
Yeah, he is, and he's been absolutely amazing. And I've actually learned so much, even though I was, meant to just be interviewing him.
Thank you so much. You're very kind to say that. So, how has your course been? How long has it been? And how have you found it? And are you desperately inspired now to be a journalist?
It's a 9-month course, and I've found it very, very interesting because it's practical. And I've done an undergrad degree, but that's just so theoretical. So it's nice to have a course that teaches you practical skills like editing, like video. If you're a very innovative person, you can learn those things yourself, which I'm sure you, Christian, did. But sometimes it's nice to be able to go somewhere and be taught those things. So I found it very good and inspiring.
Well, of course, one of your lecturers is, in fact, Paul Bradshaw, and I will say that it's worth going to City University just to be in the presence of Paul Bradshaw, one of the people that gets all of this in such minute detail and yet is open to kind of evolve and grow with it. I think you must be learning an incredible amount about the field of kind of new media and its uses, social technology.
Yeah, so much. I've learned about 100 things that I'd never even, heard of before or knew was possible. And Paul's really nice too, and he's happy to explain things, and he's very down to earth despite of the fact that he knows so much and is so ahead of the game. But he's really good.
So why on earth would you want to be a journalist, especially a journalist in TV? Very, very few people actually make a living out of this. You can't be in it for the money.
I just really love news, and I've always really loved news, and I really love politics, and I really love foreign affairs. So I'm happy to take a hit with the money, but I want to give it a go. I really want to give it a go, and then we'll see. But hopefully I can find some kind of innovative way to kind of get stuff out there.
So are you thinking innovative as being part of a larger news organisation, or are you thinking innovative, maybe I can do this alone?
No, I've been really inspired with what I've researched recently, because to be honest, it's not something I knew of before, that you could, go and... I hadn't thought about it, of going on my own and making video journalism on my own, and all the stuff you've told me today about using social networks and everything to get your stuff out there, I hadn't thought of before. But I'm really inspired by it, and I want to put a lot of energy into kind of mastering this better now.
I guess I give the illusion to a certain extent that I work alone, but if you have nurtured a network, you never are working alone, because there is this kind of strange, almost invisible give and take that's going on, where you have friends that do you favours, and when you get the chance, you do those favours back. And so you're always trying to, I mean, I can only speak from personal experience, I am always trying to connect with people who are better than me in fields that I am involved in, but also may never get the chance to master or even take a look at. And these A-teams that you build, these groups of people that, may morph and change from project to project, this is the evolution of the journalist's little black book.
Yeah.
You are in constant contact with these people through invisible back channels. You can dip in and out of their lives, and they can dip in and out of yours. So although you don't necessarily need to speak to each other, sometimes for months at a time, they're there. In your back pocket, and you're in their back pocket, and when you need to, you say, hey, can you help me with this, can you do that? It's kind of strange. Bill Thompson once told me that there's two types of friends. There are friends that would help you move house, and there are friends that will help you move a body. And before I got involved in the world of social technology, I had friends, but I didn't have many of those people that would help me move a body. And I really feel, against what a lot of the general public preconceptions is over internet friends, I really think I've made stronger, better connections through almost filtering the noise and the masses of people that you come into contact with, right down to those that you really feel, you know, a serious heartfelt connection with. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be valuable when you're abroad, when you are just trying to get your head around the daily grind. Are you scared about what happens when your studies are over?
Yeah, definitely. It's something I worry about every day because I really want to do it, but you always feel with doubts. Am I good enough? Am I go-getter enough? Am I on top of all the kind of technology, if technology doesn't come naturally?
I don't think you can ever get on top of all... There are no experts in this. It's almost but there's a technology train that is perpetually leaving a very, very long platform. All you have to do is be on that train.
Yeah.
And this is where the group comes in. They will show you and help you and assist you, because there's always something else coming out, and journalists really can't afford buy all this stuff.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. And you kind of feel like, shit, just as I've mastered that, there's this new thing that's just that I just have to master. But I think it's just about taking action and just doing it and learning as you go. And that's something that's invaluable for every area of life, really.
Definitely. Your network is your most valuable tool. It will evolve. It will never become obsolete if you've made a strong set of connections. It'll just migrate with you from platform to platform as they come and go. The greedier they get, the faster they seem to fall. Always nurturing in order to... They're always kind of trying to work on commodity over community, I guess, whereas really I think the strength lies in community. But they're in it for the money.
Yeah. And how do you work into your day, like that time to constantly connect with your community and to grow it, like, because you're amazing at that, but I just wonder how you make sure that you keep on top of that.
There was a day I used to read every tweet. You know, you remember the day when you just let go and let it all wash over you, because if you did, you would go insane. And there are moments when I just need to put everything down and just you know, just sit still for a moment. It's not about keeping on top of it. It's listening to the best of your ability. There is a lot of forgiveness in these kind of platforms now, whereas if you don't get back to somebody, they understand. Things are moving pretty fast. So I have lists and I filter as best as I can so that I don't miss the conversations from people I'm working with right now or connecting with more often than not, or have projects on the go with. That's important. I would say that commuting is a great time.
Yeah.
Queues are wonderful. Being a passenger in a car in a traffic jam has now taken on a whole new light. The importance is to ensure you've always got connection.
Yeah.
If you have connection, you can connect. And so yes, mobile devices have really assisted me in maintaining connection. That's why I don't have a BlackBerry, I'm sorry. You know, so many Android and Apple-based devices just do make it very, very easy for you to connect on this level and very quickly fly through apps and platforms to see what everybody's doing. But push notifications have made that easier as well. But just sitting down and enjoying reading the content and about the lives of the people that I've chosen to be connected to. It's fascinating. I haven't, I guess, purposely grown my network into what it is now. I guess that if you are throwing content out into the stream willy-nilly and some people find it interesting, you're going to grow a particular kind of network. My network is so diverse because I don't have a niche, really. You know, you might say it's technology, this, that and the other, but I'm involved with the arts, I'm involved with education, I'm involved with technology, I'm involved with travel, I'm involved... And I think I'm almost breaking some rules in that way, because they say, you must find a niche, you must find something you fit into. Well, I just absolutely love people. And I think if you're passionate about people and their stories, then it will come across. And I don't know, it's a strange one. If I was to try and write it down and put it in a book, I'd probably get it all wrong. It's a very, very complicated algorithm that's connected to this, I think.
Yeah, and I think what shows is your genuineness, and that must translate, you know, through any medium, genuine interest in the kind of people you meet and what they have to say.
Yeah, I'm getting called genuine a lot. I think I could be a lot more genuine. I think you keeping something back keeps me sane. If you're having a conversation with somebody and you're interested in the conversation, it comes across. So as far as that is genuine, definitely. There are times when I'm rude, I guess that's genuine as well.
Yeah, it is.
This is quite interesting. So I would say good luck. How long have you got left?
Just 2 more months now.
2 more months. And then what's your next step going to be?
The big wide world. I'm not sure yet. I'm doing a couple of placements and stuff like that. And we'll see where those things lead.
So give us a quick plug. Give me a URL that you post to more often than not and your Twitter name and spell it.
My Twitter name is B Schlotterbeck. That's spelled B-S-C-H-L-O-T-T-E-R-B-E-C-K.
And your blog? Have you got a .com?
I don't. Everything, work in progress.
Work in progress. So everything will go through your Twitter account, I guess. Thank you very much, Bianca.
Thank you so much, Christian.